Now, once again, I'm delighted to welcome Francis Clamp. Now, Francis, some time ago you looked at the workhouses around our area, and although your subject today is ostensibly a children's home, my initial research led me to believe that this particular home, the Foxcroft Children's Home, might have been run as an adjunct to the workhouse by the Billericay Poor Union, but I'm not so sure now, so can you please tell us the true version?
Well, I'm not absolutely sure about that either. Many children's homes did, of course, grow out of these workhouses, because obviously this was where children were kept if they hadn't got parents or if there were troubles in the family. But whether this was one of them or not, I'm not absolutely sure. Just before I start, could I just say that last week I talked about the Chaplain's House, and I went back and checked on the map of 1717, and there was a chimney pot shown. So I think perhaps the earlier house didn't have a chimney pot, so it would have had a central fire. But if it had a chimney pot, it probably had a brick-built fire where they could have cooked their food. That's just to correct something I said last week. Right.
I must confess, I don't remember that you said anything wrong, but I'll take your word for it. You don't say anything wrong, ever.
Well, no, I did say I thought. I'm very careful about saying things like that.
Absolutely.
Anyway, can I go back to children's homes?
Yes, please, please do.
Foxcroft Children's Home. Right. Well, we do hear all these unfortunate stories about children's homes in the past. But most of those who spent time at Foxcroft appear to have had only happy memories. The building itself was at 100 High Street, and the original house was built around 1740. At first it had been a private home, but later it became the Billericay Grammar School. However, this only lasted for around 3 years. Then, in 1932... it was bought by Essex County Council to be used as a children's home. The staff at the home appear to have been known as Auntie, and the atmosphere was described as warm and friendly. One of the aunties was Betty Raines, who appears to have been very popular with the children. Sadly, many of those cared for were orphans, but others were there because of family problems. It's thought to be important to give the children a happy family background, and like any other young people, they were encouraged to join Brownies, Guides, Cubs and other clubs held in the area. They also went to St Mary Magdalene's Church on Sundays. Around 1975, the home moved to South Green. After that, the old building came up for sale and was used by a firm of solicitors. There are still those who remember Foxcroft and the time they spent there. It must have been difficult growing up without a normal family background, but this is one children's home that seems to have bridged the gap very satisfactorily for the majority of the children who stayed there.
Well, that's at least that has really sort of shown that my initial research was probably completely off theme.
Well, I don't think it possibly was, because although it may not have directly come from the workhouse, I mean, you know, this is where these children might have gone in the past.
The one thing that really caught me, which I was really... I don't understand at all. It said on one of the reports, full inspection, and it said, this record is closed for 75 years until 2046. And I thought, why on earth would they do that?
Isn't that something to do with the census times and things like that, that things remain?
I don't know. I've no idea. Initially, when I saw that, I thought, oh, dear, this obviously hints at real big problems that there were in that home. And then I found all the other information with all of the children with such happy and glowing reports that I thought, well, it obviously can't be. And it's obviously something legalistic.
I think it's just a legal thing, 75. 5 years has to elapse, or something like that. Don't quote me. I'm not absolutely sure about this.
All right. Fair enough. Well, what have you got lined up for us next week, Francis?
Next week, we've got the Priory of Brentwood.
Brentwood Priory, right.
But it's not an ecclesiastical priory.
All right. OK. Well, I shall look at that in due course. Thank you for that. We'll look forward to that next week.